On the last episode, we talked about the goal of learning teams. And the goal is to learn, I guess. But what I want to talk to you about today is a question. And the question is, how do we know that we've learned enough? Welcome to another episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. I am your host, Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd LLC. Make sure you head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com, for fundamentals, learning teams, support, and so much more. Send us an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com, and be sure to follow along with us on all things social media at thehopnerd or at Sam Goodman. Welcome to today's episode. Buddy Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd Podcast, the Hop Nerd LLC. Before we jump into today's episode, do me a favor, cruise over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com. You can find videos, resources, and more. And a lot of those videos, I know I haven't added as much as I should. I've got a backlog. I'm getting there. But I put them in the video player on the website, and you can actually go click one of those little buttons there, like the little, I think it's the little three-dot button. I could be lying. But, you know, one of those like little side option buttons on the video player, and you can download them, and you can take them. And you can use them in your organization. You can use them in your presentations. You can use them wherever you need to use them. You know, in that resources section, there's stuff that you can just download and take with you and just use. And that's the point. That's why it's there. You don't have to sign up for anything to get those things. The only rule that I have is that when you find them and you take those things and you use them, and you make them better, that you send me back the better version so I can upload the better version on the website and share it with everybody else. And for a little bit of self-serving reasons, so I can use the better version too. On the website, you can listen to the podcast. And I really like listening to the podcast on the website because it's super easy. You can just pull that bad boy up. You can start playing that podcast. You can have your little Teams, you know, the little Teams headset, you know, that we all use at work sometimes. You can have that thing playing through your headset and you can hide the podcast behind whatever work you're supposed to be doing. And we can have this really fun conversation if you're looking for a sneaky deaky way to be able to hide what you're listening to. We all know that pro tip by now. Come on, right? I can't be the only one that when I had the normal 9-to-5 day job, that would be in my office typing away on something or in between doing one of those, you know, those moments where you go, one of those moments. And I've got my headset on and I'm listening to some like really hilarious something on YouTube, right? Strategically hidden from view behind my Outlook, right? Yeah, so that's a good way to do that. And probably most important of all on the website. Oh, wait, say, there's merch store too. So we're adding stickers and artwork that has been inspired by the podcast and the company that people have generated for us, which is super cool. We're sharing those on t-shirts and mugs and this and that and the other. So if you're into cool merch and you want to show a little bit of support, and it's not your normal kind of safety merch, we're really trying to come up with some cool, especially t-shirt designs. I'm a t-shirt junkie. I love t-shirts. I love cool t-shirts. It's just who I am deep in my soul. If I could envision my perfect state, it's probably me wearing a very cool t-shirt, gym shorts and flip-flops on a beach in Hawaii. And probably Hawaii is the most important part, but the cool t-shirt and gym shorts and flip-flops is a big part of that. So if you're a t-shirt junkie like I am, we're trying to come up with stuff, right? We're trying to come up with stuff that I like. So hopefully you like it too. You can go check that out in the merch shop. Again, a great way to show support of the podcast. And back to where I was going, it's probably the most important thing is you can get in touch with me. You can use the handy dandy contact box. You can click there and find my phone number and my email address. You can use the book an initial consult button, which basically means, hey, I got something going on and we'd like you to help us with it. Let's have a chat about what that looks like. That's super easy. There's all kinds of ways to get in touch over there. And if you do need a hand on your human and organizational performance journey, if you're looking for somebody to help you facilitate a learning team, if you're looking for someone to help you with that post-event, post-operational surprise, learning something, if you're looking for someone to coach, to consult within your organization, if you're looking for HOP fundamentals, if you're looking for all the above, if you're looking for that next keynote speaker, I think I'm your guy. You can, I guess more importantly, if you think I'm your guy, you can get in touch there, or you can just send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. Do me a favor, make sure that you're following along on all fine social media. Probably about the one I'm most active on is just my normal LinkedIn under Sam Goodman. We post stuff through the Hop Nerd LLC, through the Hop Nerd Podcast, through through the 10 ideas page. All the stuff that we do has its own page, so make sure that you're following along with all those things. And if you're looking for that behind the scenes, ooh, fancy, fancy exclusive, that exclusive view of what we've got going on, which basically means me reposting, not even inventing, but reposting things that I find funny on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at The Hop Nerd. Now, if you're listening to this episode, I'm pretty sure, and this could be wrong, and if it's wrong, I apologize. But if you look down at your phone or your fancy pants smartwatch, like I just recently got about a year ago, and I love it, or you look down at that little calendar on your computer, I'm guessing that it says June 4th. That's my plan, at least, for this. And if this is wrong, I'm too lazy to go back and edit it. So I apologize, and we can all have a good laugh at me for being so dumb as to trying to plan this. But it says June 4th. And if it does say June 4th, I'm in Austin. I'm at Austin at an HSC Global Series event talking about hop and spending time with all kinds of amazing people in Austin, Texas. And if you are in Austin, Texas, hopefully you are at this event. And hopefully you come up and you shake my hand and say, hey, I listened to the podcast. And it was super cool. And if you're not at the event, but you're in Austin and you want to meet up, I'm here until maybe super early in the morning because I got to get to Philadelphia, which we'll get to in a minute. But I'm here. So let me know. Let me know your local recommendations. Yeah, of course, duh, the mother. Yeah, of course, duh. Like the barbecue spots. Yeah, of course, duh. But if you want to get together and talk hop, I'm here for it. So maybe we can make that happen. TheHopNerd@gmail.com. Super easy to get a hold of me or walk up to me at the event and say, hey, the podcast didn't suck. That's always nice to hear. That's always nice to hear. And back to the point is if this is the 4th, on the 5th, I'm cruising over to Philadelphia to spend time at the ASSP Philadelphia, I think it's called the PDC. Yeah, is that right? Is that right, ASSP friends out there? PDC? To talk about human and organization performance. So hopefully, if I didn't see you in Austin today, I will see you in Philadelphia on Thursday. We're going to talk about HOP, and then we're going to do a breakout session in the afternoon on operational learning teams. And we're going to do both of those in about an hour each. So it'll be a fun time, short and sweet. It'll be really, really cool, and I look forward to seeing everyone there. Now, I don't have a ton of public events scheduled this year so far. The fall tends to generate a few, so there'll probably be a bit more of opportunities there. But again, this one in Austin today, if today is the 4th, this one coming up on Thursday, this Thursday in Philadelphia. And then on September 5th, I'm going to be at the Iowa Safety Conference. I believe that's what it's called, the Iowa Safety Conference. The Hawkeye on Safety Conference, I think, in Iowa. So the Iowa Hawkeye and Safety Conference. I'm going to be there. If you just go to hawkeyeonsafety.com, you can check that out. So that's a little bit farther out for you. If you missed these, I will be in Iowa on September 5th. I'm slowly pulling up my calendar just to verify. Yes, September 5th. So Google that. Check that out. If it's in your neck of the woods or you want to fly into it, be sure to come on out. We'll spend some awesome time together. We're working on some stuff maybe here more towards the late fall in Phoenix to do some public events. We've got some other stuff coming up. So if I'm not spending time in your organization, you can catch me here and we can have some of these cool conversations and hopefully you can take some of those ideas back with you and put them to good use. Put them to good use at your company. Now, if you want an easy way to find out what I've got going on with as far as these public events, public classes, which again, we're working on pulling some stuff together. There's some stuff happening in the background, no promises, but we're trying to offer more than what I just shared with you over the remainder of the year. Go over to the website and I think it's down at the bottom. So this is going to be a weird podcast because right now I'm going to my own website, which is something that I don't really do all that often other than the back end side of this. So there's the website, right? So you go to the website, www.thehopnerd.com. I'm scrolling down, right? I'm scrolling down. And there's all these different places where you can input stuff, like get in touch, right? You can send me a message. That's an easy way to do it too, but probably about the easiest way to do this. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, right? All the way down to the bottom. You're going to see a gray bar that runs across the bottom of that, and you're going to see mailing list, right? And you're going to click on mailing list, and you're just going to type in first name, last name, email. You click a quick agree, and you hit subscribe. If you subscribe to the mailing list, It is the easiest way to find out about public offerings that we have coming up. So again, we don't do a ton of them. I spend almost my entire year working internal to organizations. So far this year, we've got those three that we're planning on doing, and maybe a couple more, maybe. And if you want to see if those maybes turn into yeses because you want to attend, the mailing list is probably the easiest way to do that. On top of that, we share recent podcast episodes, recent videos. It's just a great way where we try to pull in. We send you this thing that we call the check-in, and I try to send it about once a week, and it shares that week's episode of the podcast, any YouTube videos that have come out, any articles that have recently been added to the website, new merch, new this, new that, anything that's happening kind of in my little tiny corner of the universe, I try to share it through that mailing list. So again, go to the website, scroll all the way to the bottom. You'll see it in little tiny things in this gray bar around the cross. There's a bunch of little items you can choose from: home, starting points, contact, shop, podcast. All the way over there, you're going to see mailing list. Just click it, sign up, and you can get all that information direct to your inbox about once a week, roughly. Okay, I miss some every now and again because that's life. Yeah, but I try my best to get those over to you. So with all that being said, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Make sure you like, you share, you review, subscribe. All that stuff that people tell me helps us with the algorithm stuff. Same thing with social media. If you see our posts and you appreciate them, like them, share them, comment on them. It helps an absolute ton. It really helps us not only keep the lights on here, which is always nice, especially as we are in, you know, really hot days here moving into the summer in Phoenix. It is nice to have air conditioning, but it helps us take this message farther. This message of human and organizational performance, any little bit of support that you can provide, whether it's following along, clicking that follow button, clicking that subscribe button, reviewing the podcast, reviewing the books, buying the books, picking up a t-shirt, picking up a stupid sticker, right, whatever that is. And obviously, having us come out and spend time with you, your organizations, it helps us an absolute ton. But where I was going with this is it helps us take this message farther. This message of human and organizational performance, a message that I know, and you know probably because you're here, that our world desperately needs. And it has touched such a small percentage of our industrial world or our world overall, because so many of these ideas resonate so much farther beyond work. So all that little bit of support, whether small, whether costing you nothing or spending time with you, all over the globe, helping you internal to your organization talk about these ideas and grow these ideas and operationalize these ideas and everything in between. It helps us take this message farther, a message that the world desperately needs. I'm sitting here and I'm chugging my last remaining, you know, quarter of my cold brew that's left here. You can hear that the ice has melted down. You know that this is, you know, probably mid-morning for me at this time, just to set the stage. I'm actually home, which is nice. It's nice to do these from home. I'm staring out the window at a beautifully, overcast Phoenix, Arizona, right? It's beautiful out there. And I'm going to talk to you a bit more about learning themes. Yeah, you guessed it, right? That's the nice thing about that quick little, what is that, about a 10-second introduction that we tend to do right at the beginning. Do you like that? I tend to like that. I like kind of knowing the little bit of, hey, here's what we're going to talk about. And what we're going to talk about today is that question, how do I know that I've learned enough? And it's a really common question that occurs within learning teams, operational learning and various operational learning strategies. So, and it is an important question, and it is a good question to ask yourself. I probably want to go back a bit farther and say that we tend to start maybe our more traditional approaches by saying, have I learned enough? That's either a yes or a no. And what we're really asking is, have I learned everything, absolutely everything that there is to learn about this stinking thing? And I think I want to start by saying that I don't think that's possible, right? So, and because I don't think that's possible, I don't think that it's a binary yes or no answer. So the answer to have I learned enough is never going to be yes, I've learned enough. No, I haven't learned enough. No is probably a bit of an easier answer than probably a strong yes. But again, I don't think either of those answers are all that important. I think the question is what's important. Have I learned enough? So as a learning team facilitator, maybe as a leader that's sponsoring a learning team, or as that safety person in that organization or that vice president within that organization, and you're looking at these learning team things and you're going, huh, Okay, that's really great information, but did we learn everything that there was to be learned? Have we learned everything? Sorry, words. Hold on, wait a second. Cold brew. So if you have coffee, I would encourage you to drink now. Have I learned enough? Have we learned all that we need to learn? And really, again, we tend to ask that question, have I learned everything that there is to be learned? Let me give you my thoughts on a bit of a better answer to that question. And if I've shared this with you farther back on the podcast, I apologize. I know I've done some videos on this. And again, I'm not going back through, and I probably have mentioned this at some point, but I'm going to mention it again because it's really important. It's really important. And I'm going to tell you a bit of a story. And you know that because that's all I do is tell you stories. But the story is this, is I spend a lot of time every single stinking year facilitating learning teams or coaching facilitators. So being a co-facilitator on learning teams, coaching a facilitator through the process. Now, I get those calls, and just for the sake of this conversation, we'll make this very clean. We'll say that, let's call it roughly 100 learning teams a year, and that's about right. Somewhere between 75 to 100 is probably about what I help with every single year. Now, out of that 100, we're going to round that and just say 100. Out of that 100 learning teams, about half of those are what I would call pre-event learning teams, right? Improvement this, process efficiency that, pain point problem, all those kind of things. Pre-operational surprise, pre-event learning teams. The other half of those, so the other 50, are what we would normally call post-event or post-operational surprise, post-event learning reviews somethings, right? That something not good has happened, like somebody's been hurt on a really tragic day. Somebody might have been killed. And from an operation standpoint, we tripped this, we broke that, from a quality standpoint, manufacturing defect that cost us $1.5 million, manufacturing defect that turned into a quality escape that made it to our customers. And now we're working through, how did we get here? Right. All those different things, like something not great has happened and we're going to do a learning team, right? Or this, usually in those larger events, several learning teams, several operational learning approaches to discover operational reality and create improvements and all the kind of sort of stuff that we know with learning teams. That's not the point of this story. The point of this story is this. Out of those 50, every year, there's one, maybe two of those learning teams that when I get that call, and you know that call, right? It's the same call you get when somebody reports something to you in your organization. Mine just sounds a little different. Mine is, hey, we've had something happen. Can you come out and help us with a learning review or a learning team? Can you come out and help us through this process, this post-event learning something? We need to learn and we need to improve. Can you help us with that? That call. And during that call, they usually share with me that blurb. And you know that blurb because you get that blurb, right? Probably within your organization when somebody calls you and says, hey, here's what happened on blah, 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 at blah, 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 blah time. This happened and it was not good. And this is what we know right now that blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And it was bad. And here's the outcome of that bad. And here's some really, 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 really shallow. It's just what we know, but I'm going to call it shallow information about how we think this happened. And usually it's tuned up in this thing. Oh, why? Right. Who? It's really more tuned up into who. Who was it? And so I take that little bit of information, that one or two times a year when I get that call and somebody reads me that event description. Hold on, cold brew. When I hear that event description, one or two times a year, it's something really wacky, something really strange. It's really weird. It's just out there. And you know what the first thing that runs through my mind is? As a hot practitioner, as somebody that does this for a living, as somebody that facilitates learning teams, as somebody that teaches these principles, as somebody that teaches these concepts, as someone that helps organizations to operationalize these concepts, these ideas within their organization, when I hear that wacky, strange something, the first thing that runs through my mind as a human sounds like this, WTF. How in the heck could somebody do that? How stupid. What the friggin' hell? Really? Really? Wait a second. Really? You know what that's called, right? That's called being a person. That's called being a human. We said that just a second ago. That's called being a human. That is probably the purest expression of what it means to be human. I take very, 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 very little information that someone shared with me, very shallow information that someone shared with me over the telephone from reading me that event description. I take that very shallow information and I apply it through my very biased brain and I come up with all these assumptions and I judge those people. I judge those people involved before I know jack shit. I judge those people. That is it's what it means to be a human. That is the human condition in a nutshell. I take my biases and my assumptions and a very little bit of information and I judge people. Now, the point that I'm a human isn't really the moral of this story, because we're all that. I hope so. If anyone out there are aliens, space aliens, can there be anything other than the space aliens? Space aliens. We're going to see with space aliens, lizard people, dolphins, whatever, whoever's listening. I think that most of you are humans. We're all that. But the point here is this. In every single one of those cases, every single time, barring sabotage, malice, ill intent, right? We know those things. Like, I'm a bad person and I mean harm. Like, I'm here just to hurt people. Barring those situations, sabotage, malice, ill intent, situations where you shouldn't be calling me to come to a learning team or help you with a learning review in your organization, you should be calling the police. That is a 911, not a www.thehopner.com. Right? That is a call 911 situation. Barring those situations where there is malice, ill intent, sabotage, in every one of them, I learned so very much that no matter how wacky, weird, strange it seemed at the time, in my biased mind, with my assumptions, hearing that event description, no matter how weird it seemed, no matter how strange it seemed, no matter how stupid it seemed, I learned so very much that I could easily see myself in their shoes. I could see myself in their shoes. Making same or similar choices, taking same or similar actions or inactions, making same or similar decisions when presented with the same or similar operational reality. Now, what this is called, and as I've heard Bob Edwards and Andy Baker so eloquently frame this up as industrial empathy, we call it industrial empathy. I'm pretty sure Bob is the one that coined that phrase. It might have been Andy. I'm throwing it at both of them, right? But I love it. And I love it to answer this question. How do we know that we've learned enough? I don't believe that there is a really clean, sexy, binary yes or no answer. As much as we wish that there were, as much as we wish that we could include that checkbox on our learning tracking something or another and say, have you learned enough? Learning team person facilitator, click yes or no. And yes is the only one that's allowed to be checked. I don't think that's how this works. I think back to the story. When I think about that question, how do I know that I've learned enough? Have I learned enough? What I'm looking to answer is the have I developed industrial empathy question. Have I learned so very much that I can see how it made sense? Because it did. It totally made sense. It totally made sense to those involved in that event. No matter how wacky or weird it seemed to us, no matter the outcome, no matter how bad or horrific or costly the outcome was, no matter how tragic the outcome was, to those people involved, it made perfect and total sense until it suddenly didn't make sense anymore. We're seeking to understand how it made sense. Yeah. You're with me? When I can see how it made sense, when I develop industrial empathy, again, I don't know that there's, I don't believe that there is a yes or no answer. But what I do know is that when I've developed industrial empathy, when I can easily see myself in their shoes, I know that I'm in the right spot. I know that if I've learned enough to develop industrial empathy, I know that I've tapped into operational reality. I know that when I've developed industrial empathy, again, there's no yes or no. Learned yet enough? Yes. I can't answer that. But what I can say is that when I've developed industrial empathy, I'm in the sweet spot of operational learning. Could there still be more to learn? Of course, there's always going to be more to learn. That's part of this answer is of course. Have you learned enough? The answer should be probably never. Never, ever. But for that particular learning team, for that particular event, that particular pain point, that issue, that problem, whatever it might be, pre-event, post-event, somewhere in between. And that's probably where most of our worlds live, is between, right? We live between pre-event and post-event. That's where work kind of happens. when I answer that question, have I developed industrial empathy? This seemed wacky, weird, strange, stupid even sometimes through my extremely biased brain and my assumptions. If I can say, yeah, it seems weird on the surface, but when you understand this, it all makes sense. I can see how it made sense. I know that I'm in the right spot. So should you ask yourself that question? Yep, you should. As a facilitator, as a sponsor, as a leader, of course you should ask that question. But again, I don't think the question should be so much of, have we learned enough? Because the answer to that one should probably be a clear and resounding never. I think the more interesting question should be, is have we discovered how it made sense or how it's currently making sense? That's a more interesting question. It truly is. And it takes us out of that space of yes, no, good, bad, right, wrong. And it takes us into operational reality. Better questions, more interesting questions, better and more interesting answers. Seek to develop industrial empathy. And when you get there, no matter how weird, wacky, strange, stupid, dumb it seemed on the surface, if you develop industrial empathy, you know that you're in the right spot. You're in the sweet spot of operational learning and improvement. Thanks for listening, everybody. We greatly appreciate all of your support of the Hot Nerd Podcast, the Hot Nerd LLC. If you need a little bit of help bringing human and organizational performance to life, if you would like to take your efforts around learning and improving to the next level, yep, I can help with that. Head over to www.thehotnerd.com or send me an email, thehotnerd@gmail.com. Until next time, bye, everybody. Bye.